You know, what we're talking about is moderate alcohol consumption, which is one drink a day for a woman, 1 to 2 drinks a day for a man.
Why the difference between the two?
The difference is in alcohol, how it's broken down by the body, also how much difference there is between men and women's weight.
In addition to volume, does the pattern of how you drink make a difference?
Yes, yes. You can't save up all week for that would be classified.
One drink a day is different from one person who waits until Saturday night and have seven.
exactly. You can't save them up.
Well, in researching the topic, apparently alcohol has some benefit when it comes to heart disease or maybe preventing it.
It's believed to help offset some cardiovascular disease by raising the HDLs.
good cholesterol.
Yes, that's the good cholesterol. The good cholesterol helps kind of clean the bloodstream from the harmful cholesterol.
Also, it may possibly reduce your risk of ischemic stroke.
When we talk about cardiovascular risk, HDLs play a role in both stroke prevention and in cardiovascular health. In addition, there's also some suggestion that the alcohol inhibits platelet aggregation as well, which keeps the platelets from clumping together, much like aspirin.
Diabetes,
some suggestion that it does help, but that's not as much
research into that
as there is around cardiovascular and stroke. Oh, now there's some further discussion on, well, what kind of alcohols? Beer, wine? Red wine in particular.
Why is red wine believed to be so effective?
The theory being is that it has an additional chemical within it that'll prevent cholesterol buildup.
Is this resveratrol? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, that is.
There is some belief out there that it may be effective against dementia?
There's not a lot of this is proven, but rather evidence supports current belief. And yes, there is some that it does help, but it can also be one of those ones that if with too much alcohol consumption, one of the things that are most sensitive to alcohol and toxicity are brain cells.
So it depends upon the person.
It depends upon the person and once again, sticking to the 1 to 2 drinks per day.
Who definitely should not consume alcohol?
Some people will have a problem with alcohol, meaning that those that can't stop with 1 or 2 drinks, that have a tendency to develop strange behavior after 1 or 2 drinks. And there are people like that, people that are on medications, especially medications that can affect the central nervous system. And a lot of the other interactions with other medications, taking Tylenol and alcohol, is they're both metabolized in the liver, and then the liver competes for the metabolism and can have lead to adverse outcomes.
Pregnant women?
Absolutely. Fetal alcohol syndrome is a concern during pregnancy.
Dr. Hardesty, thank you for being with me.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you having me back.